Bruh. I wouldn't wish that on anyone. Even on my worst enemies, I'm lying. I would wish that on my worst enemies so they can get better as human beings. Hello! You miss me? You miss me? Well, I miss doing this. I've actually missed recording. I'll be doing that, but in another different dimension. Okay, it's not really a dimension, just some other aspects that I'm not even going to disclose. Okay, let me just disclose. It's nothing serious. I'll be journaling while recording. You know me. I love talking. So I'd prefer recording it than typing. Please, if I die, don't come here looking for my journal. Please don't. But it could actually make a good, I won't say autobiography, but it could make something good. I don't know what, but anyway, it's been really long. And I'm not even going to apologize because at least the least I did was record an episode explaining that I'm on D&D mode and everything, so I'm not going to record for a while. And that's something. And I'm not even going to say that my D&D mode is over and everything, but at least where I'm at with that whole process, I can now bring myself out more, which is mostly on podcasting. Hey, sometimes I'll be posting things on Instagram, then I'm there asking myself, is this too much? Am I saying too much? Then I remind myself, but I'm a podcaster. I still do these things on the podcast, so what's the difference? And that's just how, folks, I'll be clicking send or post. Hey, ata sifanyangi a lot. Snapchat no mibu. Ata actually sifanyangi a lot. Sometimes I'm even doing things and typing things. And in my mind, I'm telling myself, yata si kitu. Yata si jasema kitu. That's how I validate myself. Anyway, let me tell you. I'm just from recording another episode. But you know what? I'm so sad when I'm going to say this, but the sound was very shitty. And I'm not going to do that to you. I'm not going to do that to you guys and let you listen to a sound that eco irritating. You can hear me, but it's not that audible. Eco too irritating. As in, ukisikiza utasikia, but you're like, this bitch couldn't do anything better. Yeah, I could. I just didn't test my mic before I started recording. I decided to put my whole chest in the microphone. And that day it decided, you know what? Ntakusho. Nandoli nipanga. Anyway, I've tested this one before I did it. But sasa, I can't even repeat the topic. I can't even repeat things I said. As in, it'll ruin everything. It's like repeating a voice note. A moment to kucheka, then you realized you weren't even recording that voice note. Yeah, that's kind of heartbreak. Because I imagine a whole 30 minutes. Ugh. Sometimes the universe be telling me things indirectly. And I get it. I'm not even complaining. And I take it. I understand. So, what do you want to talk about, friends? Because that was also another idea I had in mind. I think I had a journal. And let's have a chit chat a bit about friends, yeah? And where should I start? When friendships are ending. I'll start even by saying this. I'm the type of friend who puts my all in that friendship. And when I say my all, I mean my all. And sadly, I don't get it back. Or rather, I'd be asking for too much. Because asking for too much is very valid. And most of the times, when you're asking for too much, it's because that other person, to them it's too much. Because they haven't reached to a certain type of level to understand that this is the kind of love I should be giving. Because maybe that's even the kind of love that they haven't even given to themselves. And of course, I can't expect you to love me to this level and you haven't even gotten to that level on yourself. Doesn't even make sense. As in, it's very impossible. It's not impossible, but it doesn't work like that. But sometimes it helps, but let me tell you, it's very draining. It helps because I get to help you. Because most of the times utapata, especially, I remember a friend of mine was telling me, some people are just born to love. Honestly. And by the way, not everyone is born to do that. Not everyone is born for that. And he was telling me, some people are just born to love. So sometimes you love somebody so much, so intensely. For you, it's just normal. That's the kind of love you know you're supposed to give. That's very normal. That's the kind of love you'll be giving out. And now, because let's say like that other person, whoever you're giving that love to, doesn't love themselves like that. But because you got to give them that love like that so intensely, so passionately, now they start loving themselves like that. Now they start understanding that kind of love. Because also I got to understand that people love differently. People have, leave alone even the whole love languages. Nah, I'm not even talking about that. People understand love in different ways. We got to see love from a young age, mostly through our parents, through our guardians, when we were kids, how people used to love. And that's what we got from that. So sometimes it's not even that person's fault. It's usually, I won't even blame the background. It's just what they've seen and what they absorbed from it. So even if I'm going to be on a level of 10 to love someone and someone else is on a level of 5, I can't blame them. It's up to me to get to choose if I want to love that person. Even with my level 10, even if I'm getting 5, I'm not even going to get to that. Or if I'm going to retract from that. Because sometimes it's also okay to just say, I'm not subscribing for this love. I don't like the way this person loves. It's very much okay. That's very much reason to do that. Because let me tell you, from somebody who just chooses to decide and say, I'm going to just... Because sometimes you never even know. As in, love is a choice. That's the thing about love. You choose to love that person. So initially, I decided I'm going to love this person. Then with time, you end up realizing you're getting jaded. Because that's the thing. If I'm giving you 10 and you're giving me 5, there's somebody who's going to be drained there. And definitely it's the one who's giving the 10. I know I am giving that 10 with my whole heart because that's what I know. That's my definition of love. But it reaches a point that person gets tired, honestly. And that person is not even blaming you for being you, that's you. But you also can't blame that person from rejecting. Because at the same time, some people don't believe in giving the same energy. No, it doesn't work like that for some people. Yeah, I know I'm here saying about some people specifically. You want me to specify, so let me just use myself to make it easier. Or rather, let me just choose me. Pick your category, yeah? So, we don't like the whole I've tried it, by the way. I'm currently trying it. It's very hard, but I'm honestly trying it because it gets tired. It gets tiring when you get to realize now you're there. Every time you're asking yourself, oh no, what's wrong? But it's because you chose to subscribe for that. You knew what you were subscribing for. Maybe you didn't, maybe you did. But when you realized it, you chose to go on. For some reason, known best to you. And how you go by it after that, because like I was saying, it's okay to retract. It's fine to say, I'm not going on with this. I am unsubscribing for this drama. And it's also very much okay to say, you know what? I'm giving out the same energy I'm giving. But if you ask me, giving out the same energy you're getting is also going to be draining, because you'll always be on your toes trying to figure out, they're giving me a 5, I'm going to give them a 5 back. They're giving me 7 is what they're getting. And now you're not living in the moment. You're constantly on bitterness, kujishuku kwa English ni doubting yourself. Oh no, doubting yourself and a lot. So you see, it's still going to drain you. Because sasa, tell me why you're with your friend, ama you're going to tell yourself, amekosa kuniwish happy birthday. Minta kosa kuniwish happy birthday. I know that's the most common I'm using. I do not know how petty it could get. But that's an example I'm using most people can relate to. But now since I imagine that's your close, close friend. And now tell me how draining it's going to be. Because you're going to be there asking yourself questions like, kwanini, by the way, hakuni wish happy birthday? And now you want to work on some DCI shit. You want to overthink. And there's nothing shitty like overthinking. Been that, done that, I know. And now you see why I'm telling you it's whole journey. So what I would say, personally, if I'm in such a situation, me, I'm just going to retract. Literally, na retract kila kitu. I'm retracting the extra 30%. I'm retracting. I'm actually not going to retract. Okay, depends. Dynamics are different. Reasons are different. Relationships are different. Because I also can't tell myself, I'm used to giving out 10. 10 is me. Nimejipe a mob. Ni example tu anyway. So wacha nipe na nijipe 8. You know what? I'm not gonna dim my light. Let me give myself a 10. Sasa niko hapo, nimezoea kupeana 10. 10 is what I know. 10 is my definition of that LOVE. So the moment I tell myself I'm going to shukisha 8 to 7, that's no longer my definition of LOVE. That's something else. That, for starters, means that umeshuka kwa the tiers, umetoka tier 1, umeenda tier 2 ama 3. Because I'm giving you the kind of love that tier 3 gets. You dig? If you think about it. Yeah. And now dynamics have to change. Now you have to be in another place that you didn't ask for, I didn't ask for, but because I got tired of giving so much, and every time I'm giving so much, I get drained. I'm asking myself what's wrong. I'm just tired. a friend of mine was even using an example of a bottle. Like, we all know that analogy. You give out... you keep on bottling up things. Because... Okay, it's not even... That's even the wrong analogy. Can I use another analogy? Which one? I don't know. We'll get to that. Anyway, I should actually come back to this topic later, another day. Because it's a lot. But if you're honestly there and you're tired and you feel drained, do what works for you. Because there's somebody who would really retract the love, the energy also. But I'm not for that shit for matching energies, honestly. Because what are we doing? Because if you're telling me to match energies, if that person goes lower, I'm going lower. If that person goes low, I'm going lower. Kuna games, mimi siezani nazo, honestly. And that's why I would rather just retract 100%. Or just take a step back. And be like, you know what? I am unsubscribing for this drama. And I decide... From there, how it goes, kaende kakienda. I know it's not supposed to be like that. Friendships are not supposed to be fanya hivi. It's not supposed to be just something small happened and now you decide friendship has ended. Don't get me wrong, I'm not even saying about at the end, nini. Yeah, I'll just be there, honestly. Because sasa, maybe it reaches a point, you're like, sasa, what am I going to do next? Or you don't even have that energy to do it anymore, to do whatever you are doing anymore. And it's okay to shift that energy somewhere else. Now you see, you don't really have to retract the whole energy, you just shift it somewhere else, shift it where you get the same energy. Now that's where I would say, match your energies. So if you're getting energy that you be giving, shift it there. I saw something Jay Shetty said on TikTok, that the best form of love you could give is loving someone to a point that they start loving themselves. But for how long am I supposed to do that? How long? Every human being has their own limits. Honestly, every human being has their limits. And it gets to a point, I can't do it anymore. You're like, this is too much now. And let me remind you, like I was saying, it's even no one's fault. It's not my fault, it's not your fault. Things just have to be the way they have to be. Yeah? Anyway, let's shift from all of that, all of the gloomy mood. We're done with the gloomy mood. Ni usiku. I'm stuck here, study kama hizo. Anyway, I am back to podcasting. I will be throwing a few thoughts just like that. Once in a while. I don't know how long once in a while is. But I'm going to be intentional with things right now. And that's why I was telling you I needed the whole D&D mode. Because if it's not for the D&D mode, right now where I'm at, I don't even think I would be there. And I'm not even going to pretend until the whole D&D mode was fun. Ah, brah. I wouldn't wish that on anyone. Even on my worst enemies, I'm lying. I would wish that on my worst enemies so they can get better as human beings. Yeah. It was just a whole kutulia, trying to discover things. And tell me why. Okay, it's not done, but at least most of it it's done. Tell me why. I kept telling myself a couple of times lately, that's what I've been telling myself, that I want to go back to my older self, my older version of me. Not older version, my kitambo me. I won't say the kid me. There's an old me I miss, basically. And when I was reflecting on a lot, it made me realize, shit, I miss a part of me that I wish I didn't lose. I didn't lose it 100%. It's still there inside of me somewhere that I'm still trying to get a hold of and bring her out properly. And the fact that I realized it was enough for me to tell me that, yeah, there's a reason why and I need to get it there. And I can see her. I can see her coming slowly, just pole pole. You see, like the way you can see something, a vision from afar, and someone is coming. The farther they are, you see them. You don't see them clearly, but when they get closer, is now when you start seeing them clearly. I think that's my relationship right now with that older me that I am looking for. I can see her coming. I've already started seeing her. And let's see. Let her get closer. I want her to get as close as possible so we can have a conversation. This is not in literal, but can also be literal. Depends with what your literal definition is. So we can have a conversation and see how to make things better, because at the same time I can't say, yes, I'm missing the old me, but there's things I stopped for a reason. There's things she's not like, there's reasons she's not like that anymore. But I wasn't supposed to lose her like that. Sheesh, kwa nuliko wende kabisa. No, I still want you. I still need you, baby girl. And that's where I'm at currently, trying to get that version back. I know it's very weird. I don't know how weird it sounds. Well, that's your problem. But that's really what I'm looking for currently. I can't believe I lost her. I can't believe I lost her. I don't even understand how I did. But it's good I realized I needed her anyway, so... Hey, it's 11:23. Gosh. Hey, it's 11:23. I need to go to sleep. I'm tired. Let me try. Two episodes. But one is going to be released. The other one is staying in the drafts because the sound was shitty. Anyway, if you want me to release it, tell me. I will. But after this one, so at least you get the psych to listen to that boring one. It wasn't boring, like the topic was nice. But sasa, the sound just decided, you know what? Me don't akupanga. Eh, this world is not my home. Like I said, I'm going to be releasing episodes consistently, like the good girl I am currently. And yeah, I hope everyone is doing good, like me. I'm at a good place right now. The energy is so strong. I feel it and I love it. And I want it to go on just like that. Ata sina mingi ya kusema, nitawachia tu hapo. Anyway, I hope you guys have a good night. I'm going to release this tomorrow, so whatever it's going to be, hope you guys have a good day, a good morning, a good night, a good evening, a good dinner date, a good lunch date, a good meeting, a good lecture, depending with what time you're listening to this and what's going to be next after listening to this? A good washing your dishes, a good doing the cleaning. If you think about it, there's so many ways you can listen to a podcast. While you're at home doing the dishes, gardening, etc. While you're in the public transport, before you go to school, before you go to your meeting, before you go to work, while you're at work, while you do a lot. You can multitask while listening to a podcast. That's my point. That was just my point. So anyway, you have reached the end to this very lovely podcast, listening to this very lovely girl. And see you next time. Love yous. Bye.